KSBR-FM HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles, KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo, a service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
Hey, I'm Carmel Holt, and welcome to She Rose Radio, a space that was created to turn up the volume of women's voices and gender expansive folks in song and conversation. We're here not only to amplify, but multiply those voices that you may not even be aware you're missing, but are still not heard in equal numbers on the airwaves and in music. So we get together each week for an hour of songs and interviews featuring the trailblazers and the new visionaries across genres, generations, and identities, hosted, produced, and powered by women and queer folks. To quote Gloria Steinem, revolutions come from combining what exists into what has never existed before. This radio revolution starts now.
standing still. Any moment, anything could happen. Do you feel what I feel?
Do you feel what I feel?
I want real power. Give me something real. Real power. Do you feel what I feel? I want real power. Give me something real. Real power. Do you feel what I feel? Oh, 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 oh.
Music in my head, my ears are ringing. Been like this and always will. Rhythm in my blood, my heart is pounding. Do you feel what I feel?
Do you feel what I feel?
People in the streets are getting rowdy. Come here to make peace, but just to kill. Feeling overcrowded, but I like it. Do you feel what I feel?
Do you feel?
I've been all around town, bass starting to drown as these sounds come in. I've been on a high, low, free souls go only where the love is. But I've been having mood swings, mood swings, mood swings, mood swings. Mood swings, mood swings, mood swings, mood swings.
Can't be defined. Pounds never sharp on CP time. I just wanna dance on CP time. How many of them did I leave behind? How many times did I make them know? Why they wanna disrupt, kill my flow? How many times did I switch time zone? But the LD will always be home.
Cause I've been all around town, bass starting to drown as these sounds come in. I've been on a high, low, free souls go only where the love is. I've been having mood swings, mood swings, mood swings, mood swings. Mood swings, mood swings, mood swings, mood swings.
Oh, you scandalous. first, what did she find? Nothing but a text and a boy, she mine. Blow it all up on CP time, cause you and I like the way he described. How many times did it all occur? If you got a pick, then you better choose her. Passers by, wanna see the pot stir, then the mood gets swung in reverse.
Cause I've been all around town, bass thudding, drown as these sounds coming. I've been on a high, low, free souls go only where the love is. But I've been having mood swings, mood swings, mood swings, mood swings. Mood swings, mood swings, mood swings, mood swings.
Little Sims has blessed us with a new surprise EP, Drop 7, and that's Mood Swings on She Rose Radio. Wishing Sims a very happy birthday. Hers was on Friday, February 23rd. Also, Gossip is back. Beth Ditto and the band, her first album in 12 years and sixth overall, arrives on March 22nd, and that was the title track, Real Power. Welcome to She Rose Radio, my friends. I'm your host, Carmel Holt. It is so great to see you as always, as together we'll turn up the volume of women's voices in song and conversation for the next hour. This week, our featured guest is Maddie Diaz, and that's coming up in the second part of the show. Right now, marking the birthday of Cindy Wilson of the B-52s. It's on Wednesday, February 28th. It's also the 35th anniversary of Cosmic Thing this year. Here's Rome.
Trip.
Sending birthday wishes out to recent Shiro's guest, Corinne Bailey Ray, this week. She turns 45 on February 26th, and that was New York Transit Queen off her incredible new album, Black Rainbows. Also, happy birthday to Cindy Wilson of the B-52s on Wednesday the 28th, and we heard Rome. I'm Carmel Holt, and speaking of Shiro's conversation, stay with us for this week's interview with Maddie Diaz. That's coming up next.
Commercial radio is full of endless obnoxious ads.
Wednesday night.
On public radio, your support replaces them. Subscribe today and keep the SoCal Sound all about the music at thesocalsound.org.
Are you the teacher or guardian of a California fifth grader? Griffith Observatory offers a free online school program that covers fifth grade California state science standards. Modules are delivered free to participating fifth grade classrooms and include live engagement with Griffith Observatory museum guides and telescope demonstrators. Advanced registration is required. Visit obs.la/online school. Enroll your fifth grade students in Griffith Observatory's free online school program today.
Hi, this is your afternoon host, Andy Chanley. Thanks for being a part of this station's community. Did you know that your company can have messages of support on the air with us? It's excellent branding and awareness for your business or organization, and helps us continue to bring great music and entertainment to all of Southern California. Give us a call for more info, 818-677-7163. That's 818-677-7163.
It's the sound!
Sounds like Orange County, Los Angeles, Ventura County, San Diego. 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
You're listening to Shiro's, and I'm Carmel Holt. Singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and producer Maddie Diaz grew up in Pennsylvania Dutch country, not far from Philadelphia, where she would eventually go as a teenager to catch as many shows as she could. Inspired by bands like Hole, Bikini Kill, and La Tigra, Maddie switched from piano to guitar, and then, in what you'll hear her describe as her more floral moments, discovered more country and singer-songwriter music. After a couple of years at Berklee College of Music, Maddie self-released her debut album, Skin and Bones, in 2007, dropped out of school, and made her way to Nashville via New York City. And while articles and interviews with Maddie now read like a musician's fairy tale, Maddie Diaz on touring with Harry and antiquing with Casey. The Harry in this fairy tale is, in fact, Harry Styles, and her bestie is Casey Musgraves. It took 14 years from that first album, a move from Nashville to Los Angeles and back to Nashville, three more albums plus three EPs, until finally, in 2021, Maddie Diaz landed a record deal with Anti Records, put out her fifth full-length album, the critically hailed breakup album, History of a Feeling, and finally, to use music industry speak, broke through. A couple years later, Harry Styles did hear Maddie on a playlist and invited her to not only open some of his shows, but join his band as a backing vocalist. Now, after standing on some of the biggest stages in the world with one of its biggest pop stars, Maddie Diaz has returned with her sixth full-length album with a title that perfectly sums up finding the courage to fall in love again and sticking it out in the music industry. It's called Weird Faith, and just before she released the album, Maddie stopped by to chat about the new album, her journey, and perspectives that she's gained along the way. I'm so thrilled to welcome Maddie Diaz as this week's Shiro in the Spotlight. Maddie Diaz, welcome to Shiro's.
Hi.
Your record, Weird Faith, is coming out.
Yep. Yep, it
is. What are the feels?
I feel really excited. I'm a little nervous. I think like the first single releasing, like Same Risk, I was like, amazing. I'm ready. Let us show the world. And then like Don't Do Me Good was like friendship, camaraderie. Like we're together alone. Like I have a friend with me and that's amazing. And then Everything Almost came out and I was like, oh, this record's really personal. I forgot about it. And it kind of like knocked me sideways a little bit. So I feel like I've tasted a little bit of the extreme side of each feeling. And so now I'm just kind of like, I'm open. Let's see what happens.
We've been experiencing this like peeling of the layers of the onion is what you're saying. Like stakes have gotten higher.
It's hitting a little bit closer to home as each day passes. Yeah. And I'm just excited to do the touring thing. That's where it kind of comes to life for me.
Now, I don't want to focus on the Harry Styles thing, but you got a lot out of doing that tour. And I'm curious about the relationship that you have with taking the very vulnerable personal and bringing it to a stage, especially one of that size. Did it shift anything for you having that experience?
I mean, certainly. I think it would be crazy to discount that on any level. Yeah, I think by the time I got asked to open the shows for Harry, I had already finished writing Weird Faith and just hadn't hit the studio with it yet when he asked me to open some shows in Toronto for him. And I had never played a stadium in my life. I did sing backups one time for Miranda Lambert at like a couple of like really crazy like stadium shows when she was on tour with Kenny Chesney, and like her regular background vocalist like couldn't make like a week of shows, and she just like called me out of nowhere. I mean, I had sang on her last record, so it wasn't like totally out of the blue, but I mean, I was never expecting anything like that. So I had like stood on a stage in some capacity doing that like a couple of times before, but you know, it almost has like nothing to do with like performing your own music in that capacity. And like the ceiling is so much like both physically and metaphorically higher when you're like doing something like that, you know, like it's such a weird thing to realize like how much more room there is, you know, for your voice, like for my voice, like vocally, to be able to just sing out like that and to know that I'm, you know, really hitting the back of the wall, you know, like thousands of feet away is a crazy feeling. And so, you know, when I did go into the studio with Sam Cohen and start the record, I'm sure that that was just, you know, marinating in there. And I do think that, you know, the difference between this record and the last record, like, you know, both records are inward facing records, introspective records. But I think like History of a Feeling sonically is still much more internal, grieving and healing and questioning and that kind of stuff. And then Weird Faith is kind of a lot more like outward facing. Like it's, you know, kind of like talking to another person still internally, but like, you know, trying to make this a conversational thing. And yeah, I don't know, like having the opportunity to sing those songs in a stadium was, you know, it just kind of mirrored where I was at, which is like really weird and cool. And yeah, what the hell?
I kind of just got chills when you were saying that, because that makes so much symbolic sense. Also, what a risk. So brave of you to step into that arena. Like, I would be terrified to do that.
It's just so wild. Like, feeling in my body and brave enough to, like, want to ask those questions out loud and, you know, like talk about these things out loud, and then actually having, you know, the space and the audience to do that is just like, what? How did this? I mean, and, you know, like I'm actually like a pretty introverted person. Like I can fake my extrovertedness like pretty well. I feel like my anxiety creates my extrovertedness and I feel grateful for that. You know what I mean? Like it's like my body takes over and it's just like, nope, you're going to walk into the center of this thing and hear all these people. And my introvertedness is like, okay, totally. I'm just going to let you run the show for an hour and then I'm going to run backstage and just change into my sweatpants and pass out because I'm exhausted.
Oh my God. Let's play a song. What makes sense here? Like if you were to meet somebody fresh to your music and fresh to this album, what would be like the best entry point, do you think?
I think for this particular record, and the reason that I put it at the top of the record would be Same Risk. I think it's a little bit of a heavy buy-in maybe, but you know, I don't know. I'm about that right now. I'm like, come on in or don't.
Anything you want to tell us about this song before we go into it?
Much of this record, but I think this song does it really well, or I hope does it really well. They're kind of written in these like really intense reactive moments of like having a feeling for somebody else and like just wondering if you're the only one kind of standing in it or if it's a mutual thing. If you guys are, you know, meeting in the middle with this feeling or if I'm just like standing in the room all by myself, just like having my feelings out loud. Are we both naked? Like, am I taking my clothes off and you're taking your clothes? Are we taking them off at the same time? Or like, am I naked? Oh no. I'm naked. I know I am.
All that I'm asking is, are we taking the same risk? 'Cause I'm standing here naked, saying you could have it. I could see it ruining mine. All that I'm asking is, yeah, I'm just making sure we're taking the same risk.
Same Risk. Maddie Diaz is our guest today on She Rose. The new album is Weird Faith. It's her sixth full-length album and her 10th overall. And I think it's important to say that out loud so that people know that it didn't just start with 2021. History of a Feeling was a big album for you, but you've been at this for a long time.
Yeah. It's so funny too, because, you know, I was somewhere in the social media wormhole recently and read the comment section of like a Stereo Gum, you know, talking about like Grammy nominations, like for Best New Artist. And somebody said something about like, why is so-and-so up for Best New Artist? Like I heard him like 10 years ago doing XYZ. And I was just like, man, nobody's new at this. Nobody in that arena is new at this. It's just not a thing. I mean, like, you know, when Feist posted, you know, it was a few years ago, that was the 10-year anniversary of Reminder and, you know, her kind of huge Best New Artist moment at the Grammys. And she did a really beautiful post about, you know, like how much work, how much footwork and how big the village is behind the scenes of something that eventually ends up with the title of Best New Artist. It's obviously amazing to get acknowledgement in that arena, and the title of it is a bit funny to me.
Thank God that they did away with Best Female Artist. That made me so upset for so long. Why not just go there? Like, how does that hit you when somebody's talking about your music or about your skills or about anything that you do and they place your gender in front of it?
It's never been something that I've wanted to highlight. That is absolutely not like what comes first in my mind. I don't wake up in the morning and go like, I'm a woman, and then go on with my day. I'm a woman and walk out the door. I'm a woman and then sit down in my chair. Like, it's Like, so why is that? You know what I mean? Why does that have to be on the list of a bajillion things that I am and that I contain and that I move into the world with? I think it's hard too, because I don't not want to talk about or not want to be vulnerable and open with how I think things have maybe like been different for me as a woman operating in this space. But I don't think that it's relevant as far as my artistry is concerned.
100% agree. Yes. And that's why I created this space. Like, yo, this is still an issue. You may be seeing like women are ruling the Grammys, like speaking of the Grammys, but right. Like it's the same four people all
yep.
the time.
Yep. I know. Oh boy. Don't even get me started there. It's hard. You know, I think like it's so sad and scary to me that like it feels like there are limited inroads. It's like, well, we only have four chairs here for women. You know what I mean? So women become gatekeepers without even meaning to, because we're all just trying so hard to just like exist and have a voice and have the right. And it's just a bummer, because then it turns it into this like weird competitive, and that's just not helpful or loving or anything. And hopefully at some point, you know, like our collective voice and collective presence just becomes loud enough that it floods the thing, as opposed to trying to squeeze in through this tiny side door and stay relevant. Boo.
I think that that's the key. Strength in numbers. Yeah, like dude. The whole scarcity
and
thing.
And like, I'm not going to come unless she can come too. And unless she can come, exactly. And she can come, and she can come. Like, this.
Exactly.
It's this other thing too, where it's like, if you do it by yourself, it's like so much more worthy of the accolades, rather than like if you do it with your village. And like, I don't think anybody does this shit alone. Anybody. And like, the idea that like there's only room enough for one woman, this whole thing takes so much work. It's like all boats rise. You know what I mean? Like there is enough totally. For everybody. There's no limit to like the love and joy and acceptance, and there's no cap on it. I wish that we didn't feel like, you know, or I wish I didn't feel like there was a limit there.
We have to remove our own limits. I think that's totally. The key. One way that we do it is by taking ownership, finding agency in all ways of our art. You've done so with this record as executive producer. I saw that. I took notes.
Thank you.
And I said, okay, that looks like an intentional move. Talk to us about it. Is this the first time that you have put executive producer next to your name on an album?
You know, it's funny. I don't know the answer. I feel like I've always felt like the executive producer of the thing. Maybe this could possibly be the first time that I like wanted to put the words around it. I don't know why I thought maybe it was important to say it out loud. But yeah, I mean, because it does take the village, there's a little bit of me that goes like, well, what gives you the right to be the executive producer of? And then I'm like, of your project. Of your project that has your name on it. And then I'm like,
I'll tell
right,
you
no,
what.
No, that's okay. It's okay. It's really like the word of 2024 for me is permission. And I think I'm trying to like push myself a little bit to own myself a little bit more and like own the ship that, you know, I've been building for the last 15 years. Call it what it is and call it mine. And it is absolutely still ours, 100%. But, you know, when it comes to the creation of the thing, when it comes to the creation of the vessel that like carries all of us forward, I'm trying to like give myself the agency to make the decisions and give myself the agency to make my art, you know, and not feel like the product of like a bunch of things happening to me. You know what I mean? And not feel like the product of somebody letting me into a room or like the product of this guy putting a microphone in front of my face. Like, no, like I hired you to put the microphone in front of my face because like this is how I saw this playing out.
End of story.
End of story.
Yes, absolutely. Because by the way, both things can be true, right?
Like, totally.
Yes. You're not going to hear any man apologizing for owning their thing and right? inviting people in to collaborate that they curated and that they put together. Like, they're not going to be like, oh, I'm actually, should I take? I don't know. I mean,
right, I'm sorry. No, it's still mine. Is it okay if it's mine?
Is it okay? Because, I mean, I know you did a lot, you know, yeah. Like that doesn't happen. And that's fine. Like, they shouldn't, but nor should we.
Right.
Matty Diaz is our guest today on Shiro's. Her new album is Weird Faith. Where should we go next?
I would love to play Kill F- Mary. I would love to play KFM. It hasn't had a moment yet, and it's just such a fun, angry, hilarious little song. Also, a fellow upstate New Yorker, Jenny Owen Young, wrote it with me.
Oh my God, I love her. She's been on this show.
She's the best.
Okay, so is there anything more that we need to know or should know or you want to tell us about KFM before we go into it? You don't have a radio version of this, do you?
No.
Okay, I'm going to have to, like, will you give me permission to bleep where I need to for the radio? Okay,
cool. Absolutely. You're going to have to just bleep it the entire time.
Which will be hilarious also.
It's literally everywhere. And it's funny. I mean, when we were recording this in the studio, I was like, it's too bad because this does feel very radio friendly, like in a sense. And then all I do is say the F word the entire time. And thusly, you know, it's not really the friendliest radio song. But I don't know, man, like Jenny and I wrote it. My ex and I were just kind of starting to like argue for the first time. You know, everybody hits like that mode where it's like, everything is amazing. We've never fought, which is so crazy. And then it's like the floodgates open and then it's just that. And even in our arguments, they were just so ridiculous in the beginning that it was kind of like, how is it that I can contain like so much rage at a person and still want to spend the rest of my life with them? How?
We contain multitudes, Maddie.
We contain a multitudes.
Piss me off, except for when you're not. I don't want you to start making me thinking it's so hot. I don't know what you want until your hands are on my body. I wanna make it to the end of the movie. I don't wanna fall asleep. I just wanna be wrapped around all of my favorite kind of crazy. All that you give to me, I don't know if I wanna kill, f- marry you forever. God, I wanna kill, f- marry you forever. I'm not even about finding somebody better. Think I wanna kill, f- marry you forever, forever.
Matty Diaz here with us on Shiro's. That's KFM, aka Kill. Mary, one of my very favorite songs on this new album, Weird Faith. I'm Carmel Holt. Maddie, it's been so awesome to hang out with you. Before I let you run and get out of this psycho babble conversation.
It's my favorite.
You're lucky we didn't start talking about astrology.
next time.
Next time. Mark my words, okay? If it's the last thing I do, I need to do a podcast that is musicians and astrology. Together.
Oh man, let's do it.
So before we wrap up, Shiro's magic wand time.
Okay.
If I handed you the Shiro's magic wand and I said, here, Maddie, have the Shiro's magic wand. It's a little heavy, so just be ready.
Okay.
The wave of the wand, you could change anything in the music industry for women, non-binary, genderqueer folks. First wave of the wand, what would you change?
I would change it for songwriters' rights. I think songwriters are the most unsung of the music industry and get shafted the most as far as not just recognition, but additionally, like, you know, I can't even remember what the splits are, you know, as far as like when Spotify sends out checks at the end of the month to the songwriters, it's like 0.0007 cents on a single play. And it's really sad to me that, sorry, I'm not trying to call out Spotify. You know, it's the same with Apple Music. It's the same with any streaming platform. Any streaming platform pays the songwriters the smallest amount. And the reality of that is that none of us would have jobs if songs didn't exist. Point blank. None of us would be here if a song was not born every day. And the fact that songwriters just get glossed over, blown past, I mean, just, we don't even, where are they? I don't know. They're important.
So is this in terms of like songwriters of your own work? Is it songwriters for others, like Music Row songwriters?
Songwriters in every capacity. Songwriters for Disney. Songwriters for XYZ rock and roll song that you've heard, songwriters for your favorite band, like pop songwriters, country songwriters, female songwriters, male songwriters. I don't think that songwriters are protected. I think the music industry deals that songwriters sign to have careers are not nice. they're just not nice. They're mean. To have the voice in this industry, to have the thing to say that everybody runs with, you know, booking agents wouldn't have jobs. Managers wouldn't have jobs. We would have nothing to talk about. I would have nothing to sing. Right. You know what I mean? Like, fans would have nothing to sing. Like, it would be nowhere if it didn't start with the song. And I feel like we could just do a better job protecting songwriters. It's like the Screenwriters Guild strikes that were, you know, happening last year. I think it's the same exact thing. And I wish that it was possible for songwriters to unionize, but because of the way deals are structured, and because everybody is an independent contractor, it's made it so we are inherently screwed by the system and we are all out for ourselves. And that is sad to me.
That comes back to what you were saying before. Like, we need to all get in the pile, right?
Yeah,
we all need to come together.
It's tough because when there is any sort of potential of a songwriter strike, there are so many people that are willing to like undercut that and like be the scabbers of, you know what I mean, of any sort of potential of unionizing. And it's brought the songwriter's value down so intensely. And I don't even really know where to start to change things. I don't think anybody really does, but here we are.
Maddie Diaz, great wish. What do you want to close with today? One more pick.
One more pick. Let me think. Is it okay if we finish with Don't Do Me Good with Casey singing on it? Because she's a friend and it's just nice to end on friendship. And, you know, woman stuff and like, yeah, strength together.
Make believe that what will be, will be. What gives me the right to keep. To believe in. It's getting harder and harder to act like I'm smarter and tell you I know something I don't. Every time I try to walk away, I say you knew I would. I know loving you, it don't do me good. Every time I
with thanks once again to Maddie Diaz. Thank you so much. Come back soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Many thanks to Maddie Diaz for being with us. Her sixth full-length album, Weird Faith, is out now on Anti Records. Catch Maddie out on tour right now. Today's conversation was condensed and edited for radio. And to hear the full interview, download and subscribe to the She Rose podcast distributed by Talkhouse. Next, we close the hour celebrating a few more She Rose birthdays. Erykah Badu, TLC, and Natalia Lafourcade all coming up next. Stay with me.
And every time I wake up crying, I'm denying what I should. I know loving you, it don't do.
Fiercely independent public radio, 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
It's She Rose Radio, and I'm Carmel Holt. Happy 40th birthday to recent She Rose guest and Grammy winner Natalia Lafourcade. The Mexican singer and songwriter's latest album, De Todas Las Flores, is her 10th and first of all original material in 7 years. Here's the title track.
De todas las flores que sembramos, solo quedan unas encendidas. Cada mañana se preguntan, ¿cuándo llegarás para cantarles?
de todas las lunas que miramos, solo quedan algunas memorias. Cuando nos reímos, cuando nos tuvimos, en las calles de Madrid borrachos fuimos sin un rumbo fijo. Cuando nos bailamos, cuando nos perdimos, en esa canción que nuestro antiguo mundo juntos comprendimos, en ese jardín de rosas bugambilias donde compartimos. Todas las flores que sembramos, solo quedan unas encendidas. Cada mañana se pregunta, ¿cuándo llegarás para cantarles? Las lunas menguantes que nos observaron sobre mares lloran lágrimas aladas, como tu caricia, dulce como amarga, deliciosas las mañanas, laberintos en las madrugadas, como tus caricias, suave como espina, se me va clavando sobre el pecho toda esta melancolía. En este jardín de rosas bugambilias sin tu compañía. Calles de Madrid borrachos fuimos sin un rumbo fijo. Cuando nos bailamos, cuando nos perdimos, en esa canción que nuestro antiguo mundo juntos comprendimos, en ese jardín de rosas bugambilias donde compartimos, en ese jardín de rosas bugambilias donde nos
Creator's righteous children. I have some food in my bag for you. Not that edible food, that food you eat? No. I have some food for thought. Since knowledge is infinite, it has infinitely fell on me. It was a stormy night, you know the kind where the lightning strikes. And I was hanging out with some of my artsy friends. Ooh, you, you. The night was long, the night went on. We were cooling down through the break of dawn. Incense was burning, so I'm feeling right. I see, I picked my friends like I pick my fruit. And Gany told me that when I was only you. I don't walk around trying to be what I'm not. I don't waste my time trying to get what you got. Work it pleasing me, cause it can't please you. And that's why I do what I do. My soul flies free like a willow tree. Do we, do we, do we. And if you don't wanna be down with me, you don't wanna pick from my apple tree. And if you don't wanna be down with me, then you don't wanna pick from my apple tree. And if you don't wanna be down with me, then you don't wanna pick from my apple tree. And if you don't wanna be down. I take it everywhere I go. Cause I'm planting seeds, so I reap what I sow. You know, you know. Oh, on and on and on and on. My cyber keys moving like a rolling stone. I can't control the soul flowing in me. Ooh, ooh. See, I picked my friends like I picked my fruit. And Gany told me that when I was only you. I don't walk around trying to be what I'm not. I don't waste my time trying to get what you got. I work it pleasing me, cause I can't please you. That's why I do what I do. My soul flies free like a willow tree. Do we, do we, do we. And if you don't want to be down with me, you don't want to pick from my apple tree. And if you don't want to be down with me, you don't want to pick from my apple tree. And if you don't want to be down with me, you don't want to pick from my apple tree. And if you don't want to be down. Pleasing me, cause I can't please you. And that's why I do what I do. My soul flies free like a willow tree. Do we, do we, do we. And if you don't wanna be down with me, you don't wanna pick from my apple tree. And if you don't wanna be down with me, you dumb dumb diddy. And if you don't wanna be down with me, you don't wanna pick from my apple tree. And if you don't wanna be down with me,
lonely mother gazing out of the
What a day for Shiro's birthdays on February 26th. Chili of TLC, Erykah Badu, and Natalia Lafourcade all share that born day all together in that set to wrap up this week's edition of Shiro's Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you may be listening. Together, let's keep turning up the volume. Shiro's Radio is produced by me and is mixed and mastered by Kelly Drake. Our original theme music is by Lucius. Download and subscribe to the Shiro's podcast distributed by Talkhouse and available everywhere. Keep in touch. You can call us 833-MY-SHIRO. Find us on Instagram and Twitter. I'm at Carmel Holt, or find us at Shiro's Radio. Find us online at shirosradio.com. Until next time, remember, music is our superpower. I'm Carmel Holt. Thanks for listening.
88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. A service of California State University, Northridge, and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
Dying man, must be crazy, must be out.